I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Good day to be a college football fan. We've had a slate of games, including the BYU Cougars kicking off at 8:15 tonight. You can catch that here on KSL News Radio with pregame starting at 6 p.m. Dallin Graff here with Mitch Harper. Mitch, great stuff from Caden Haas. What an interesting guy. I love hearing about his transition from O-line to D-line. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it was a good interview, and he's a guy that's going to probably be the individual that replaces Kyrus Tonga after this season, and already getting valuable reps and experience. He's on a defensive line that has experienced a lot of injuries. You think about Lorenzo Fawatea out last week. Kyrus Tonga was out due to an illness. Kyrus is obviously going to play tonight. Uriah Leotawa, defensive end, he's been out. So many injuries along that defensive front, yet BYU has had a lot of sacks this year. They're up to, 12 sacks already through five games already. This has been a defensive unit that has performed really well, and individuals like Caden Haas have really helped solidify the depth to make this a group that, even though they lose a bunch of guys, they're still able to continue performing at a high level. So a lot of confidence right now in players like Caden Haas and this BYU defense and this BYU team with the way they're playing, because this is a deep group, this is a talented group, and it's one that feels really confident with the way they're playing.
No doubt. Mitch, a little bit of news coming out of the WCC, potential changes to BYU basketball's season this year. You wrote this up last night on KSLSports.com. What's the kind of lowdown with this?
Yes, COVID-19 has obviously had an impact on everything, and I think we've kind of overlooked a little bit the impact it's having on college basketball because we're so immersed in college football right now. But college hoops is going to be fascinating this season. It starts November 25th. But the WCC is, quote, actively exploring the possibility of having a bubble in Las Vegas during the conference season. Think about that. All the WCC games in Las Vegas in a bubble. The Oregonian's John Canzano was the first to report this, and he was hearing from sources that the WCC is exploring the creation of this bubble down in Vegas. I think, to me, it feels far-fetched to picture a college basketball conference going into a bubble that has no connection to any of these universities. And to me, you completely remove the tagline of student-athlete if you go with this model. You better start paying these players if you're going to tell them, hey, you're going to go to Vegas for 2 weeks and just quarantine in some hotel. You're not going to get paid, and you're just going to be told to sit in a hotel room and basically quarantine from the rest of the world for 2 weeks increments, and then go back to your home campus and then go back to Vegas for another 2 weeks. I mean, it's possible maybe because one of the teams in the WCC, the University of Portland, they've yet to start practice due to COVID restrictions in that city. But still, like, if Portland is the one that the hang up here, I'd say move on with the season without the Portland Pilots, if you ask me, because no one knows anything about that team. Let's just move on without them. To me, these games need to be played on the home campuses, do the proper testing 3 times a week, saliva based, do all that. I can't wrap my mind around a college basketball conference or a college conference period having a bubble similar to what the NBA did. It just that. that eliminates to me the whole concept of amateurism and student athletes. It just doesn't make sense.
You're 100% right there. And obviously, my initial thought was, wow, this would be a real bad news for BYU. BYU last year under Mark Pope, 14-1 at home. Their only loss coming to San Diego State, who we know is a very good college basketball team last season. And they were 0-1 in Las Vegas. And like the circumstances were different, you know, WCC tournament. But I just look at those two numbers. I'm like, I don't know if I like the sound of that. What makes BYU such a tough team to play is at home at the Marriott Center in that big arena with packed houses. It's tough to win there. I mean, we saw it last season. And to lose that sort of edge is going to hurt BYU. It's going to hurt Gonzaga. And it's going to benefit those mid-tier WCC teams that don't have the sort of home court advantage that maybe the Zags and BYU have at the top. So you look at like Pepperdine, Pacific, maybe even St. Mary's. Those are the sort of teams that would benefit perhaps from this bubble. But it would hurt the top two teams. And the WCC isn't going to make decisions that are going to hurt the top two teams in this conference, their opportunity to not only make the NCAA tournament, but compete on a national stage.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what needs to matter the most. I mean, you take care of Gonzaga, you take care of BYU, and to a lesser extent, St. Mary's, because those are the teams that ultimately stir the drink in the WCC. But we'll stay abreast of all that on KSL Sports and the KSL Sports app. Got to take a break. On the other side, Top 5 and Matt Biamonte will join us. We'll get caught up with the new dad here on Cougar Sports Saturday in Top 5, powered by KSLSports.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.